The second choice and the usual alternate treatment is an antibody preparation, and these are the same antibodies that were used for induction. OKT3 or thymoglobulin are used most commonly. The Zenapex or Simulec, those are the anti-IL-2 receptors, are not used commonly because, again, they're not as potent. OKT3 and thymoglobulin are very potent anti-rejection therapies. If you've added these or used these, you can usually reverse up to 90% of rejection episodes. Unfortunately, there are still 5 to 10% of people which have very resistant rejections or sometimes can have a humoral rejection, and they don't respond to these first two treatments. At that point, treatment really varies by transplant center. If you have a humoral rejection, most centers would add plasmapheresis, and that's to remove the antibodies from the blood that are causing the humoral rejection. Plasmapheresis is very immunosuppressive. We often use it in conjunction with intravenous immune globulin for humoral rejection, and that's similar to the desensitization protocols that I mentioned earlier. Now, plasmapheresis, the exact indications are still not well defined, and when you get out to this level of treating rejection, it still falls a little bit into the category of voodoo.